Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of educational talks with Rav Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshedarel. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk about the right, the left, and what's in between. Each one of us considers himself to be a thinking person with a political opinion, maybe right-wing or left-wing or something in the middle. This is who we are. This is our life. And we collide all the time. And it doesn't always end well. And usually it creates a very bad atmosphere. And recently, especially here in Israel, it creates a very bad atmosphere. We'd like to understand these things a bit better in order to try and see what can we do. So this phenomena that Owen just talked about is really intensifying lately, especially due to the extension of the radical Islam and the different economical and social problems both in Israel and around the world, and it radicalizes the struggle between the right and the left even more. We know that the right parties usually try to keep some kind of a more national characteristic, and the left-wing parties try to be a bit more humanitarian, and there is a non-simple collision between these two forces. And I wanted to ask, as a person, you as a person who has a broad view of things, how do you see the struggle taking place now in Israel and around the world between the right and the left, and where is it headed? Towards war. Can you explain a bit? This is where it's headed. Because this struggle is an ongoing, ceaseless struggle. From nature, it has no justification. Because the right and left are intended to be revealed in human society on different levels, also in the person himself, in a particular person, on his own, and in a family, and is his connection with other people, and friends, and relatives, and so on. And also between parties in a country, and in between countries, and in general, meaning all of nature is divided into right and left, plus and minus, electron, positron, and so on, day, night, heat, cold. We talked about it, I think, on our previous show. And therefore, the struggle between them, sorry for saying so, but it's stupid. In nature, we don't see that one struggles the other. Like, winter struggles with summer, or night with day. Maybe we can describe it this way in beautiful literature, but the truth is, it's not so. Both of them are influencing nature in order to bring flourishing progress through the combination of their influence over nature. Suppose day and night, winter, summer, and so on. And therefore, all in all, we have to learn, how do we balance these forces of right and left on the lower levels? And how does a person on his higher level, in his psychology, in his relations with his friends, meaning inner psychology, social psychology, political psychology, he has to reach a state where he balances these forces himself, because this was given to our own free choice. It doesn't exist in us necessarily, compelled by nature like it is with animals. We have to do it ourselves, because specifically by finding the balance between us, we grow and understand how nature is built and what does it want from us. Because by finding harmony between the right and left, between people and human society, and therefore we have to connect into a group, one large group which includes all of humanity in it, up to a point of love thy neighbor as thyself, then by that we reach the peak of human existence. There are periods in which the right strengthens in the world, times at which left strengthens, also here in Israel. Now we're witnessing a time in which the right is growing stronger. It's true, but it's not because it's different periods or times, but I'd say that there are a lot of different components here, many reasons. Were we like many other countries in Europe, where none of them is in struggle with his neighbors? No country. Suppose Switzerland isn't afraid of Italy or France or Germany, which are at its borders, that they might attack them and wage war or something. And they have a very small army. And this is how they exist. So their right and left have nothing to do with the army, with security. It has to do especially with economy. That's it. And in each and every country, right and left are focused around the same problem called the big political problem. It could be education, it could be pension, it could be different things. Problems within the country. We're not an ordinary country. We're in a very unique state with our neighbors, and therefore we can't say that our right and left are the real right and left of human society. But all in all, our security situation necessitates us to be so. And suppose we had a different relationship with our neighbors, then I'm sure that the right would be much less than today. It wouldn't have had any strength to convince people that you have to be strong and like this and like that. And the left, the same. What can the left say if all of us have increasing security problems? And now Europe is against us. So, of course, the left will fall even more. Because how are we related to what the left's shouting about, that we have to be more pluralistic? We see what happens as a result of pluralism in Europe with all of their pretty big-hearted, generous people that allowed all the immigrants to come into Europe. And what's happening there now? Meaning, I can't say that I have to be good and nice towards everyone and open my doors to everyone. We see the results. Meaning, these things, what I want to say is that there are many reasons which establish, suppose in the Israeli society, which you want to talk about, that design the right and left. And it's not that society itself is this way, but the external conditions that we're experiencing and we're not in control of make it the way it is. So I don't think there's that much to talk about here, because the external conditions, they're long-term conditions. We're living in Israel for, or even without a country, even before. In the struggle from the very first day that the first Aliyah came here, we're here for over 100 years, suppose 130 years, in an ongoing struggle with our neighbors. And now Europe is added into the equation, what Europe itself has, and also their attitude towards us, and so on and so forth. So it's not the true right and left. The true right and left, these are a person's qualities towards education, connection, towards how you look at the world, how you look at life, where we're divided so naturally that even were I to live with some people on a deserted island, and we would have everything, and we're completely independent of the rest of the world. We'd also have difference of opinion. This is how we're built. And then we divide ourselves naturally to right and left. And there it would have been a natural right and left in a different form, which we don't even know right now. Because it's a matter of character that exists in every person, like there's the sanguine, choleric, melancholic, and phlegmatic, the four different types of character. And also, accordingly, you have four different ways of looking at the world, looking at life, how to handle life. There are people who are more pedantic. There are people who are a bit more messy. There are people who are more inclined to work and more on a stricter kind of life. And there are people more inclined to a good, nice, playful life, social life. There are those more inclined to science and math. And there are those that are inclined to dance and music. In each one of us, there are these differences. And even though we like it all, and we like using everything there is, but by nature, there's a natural inclination in each one in some direction. So we can call it character or tendency, but it exists. And therefore, were we without any external interference, then of course we would have had a completely different country. And there are a few such countries, but very limited number, because today we're already in a global world, and especially today we're in a state where no one is free of the others, and everyone's interdependent, and therefore these divisions of right and left and so on, it's beyond a person's natural character or the natural character of human society, that if in the past there was a people in Guatemala or in Costa Rica or wherever that lived with their bananas and their monkeys and so on, now all of the borders came down. It's all business, and it's hotels or tourism or industry and something else, meaning they're already interconnected with everyone. And so they can't decide themselves right, left, and so on. And then comes there the right and left, not because of some good education for our kids or something, but right and left maybe because of tourism and oil and other things. There are big international companies there already arranging the entire country according to what they want. So today we're in a state where we have no ability neither to search for justification or discuss right or left. From here, I'd like to advance to what's going on today in Israel. I understand that were we to live in sterile conditions without any security pressures, then there are qualities, natural qualities imprinted in a person which aim to the right or left, and there's always difference of opinion. We always argued about literature, theater, education. There were inner wars, really. It was all over the press, and they were celebrating. And I'm sure that by the Jews, it was even over. It's always radicalized. Everyone's the prime minister, the minister of defense, and the minister of foreign affairs in the same cadence. Now, on the general level, I completely understand. I understand where it comes from. You say that it's natural, like an atom. There is plus and minus. There will be difference of opinion between people, and even in a single person. Even in a single person. Now, on the principle level, I understand this. I want to take it to the practical level about what's going on in Israel now. You said the security issues or the security situation is worsening, not only in Israel, but all over the world. And according to the political votes, you could see that Israeli society is becoming a bit more right-wing. But the hatred between the right and the left is intensifying. This is what I want to ask about. I understand that this is natural, but the hatred that exists today between the right and the left wing in Israel is intensifying to a point where the feeling is that, and this is what's frightening, that the public feels that we don't belong to the same nation. There is the right-wing nation, left-wing nation. One is bigger, one is smaller. But the alienation, the separateness, the disgust, the system of values that I hold on to and raise my children accordingly, it's all different. It's like we're living on the same piece of land by chance, but we're completely unconnected. And this thing really, really, and you can also see it on the polls, threatens the inner strength of the Israeli people. No one has a doubt about that. We simply don't know what to do. And I'd like to ask about this. I understand that you're saying that it's something natural, great. You're saying that it's headed towards a bad place that eventually will come to war. And taking that to Israel, we're talking about a civil war. We don't want to get there. No, I didn't mean that. I don't think that there is place here for a civil war, even though it did happen in the past. Everyone remembers Antalena and others. But I think that what can happen is that this hatred will truly reach a state where they will learn, but through very hard states, that the right can't be without the left and the left without the right. Because if you don't balance one by the other, then we would have deviated from the path completely. We couldn't exist, in short. On one of our previous shows, you said that we can reach a recognition that we have to reach balance between right and left, either as a result of harsh blows that will come and teach us that we have no other option or choice, or through a publicity campaign. All the more, I say that our Arab neighbors, too, we need them, too. Because were it not for them, we'd eat each other up. Meaning, everything that exists in the country has to exist this way for the time being until we learn how to reach balance. To the extent to which we enter balance, all these forces join and come to the balanced form between them. So I understand the broad picture. And now I'd like to take another step. Suppose your approach is accepted and we really want to take initiated steps towards balance. That publicity campaign you're talking about, what's the main message about it? The publicity campaign I'm talking about is that we need to publicize several articles, break them down into clips. No, I'm not asking about the technology. I'm asking about the main message you want to convey to the Israeli public that is an ever-growing hate between right and left. I could be right, she'll be left. What is the main message you want to tell us with a big insight? The peace, the well-being of the country is in the connection of all of us. Okay, how do you turn it from a slogan into reality? Reality. By, first of all, explaining what I mean. So for that, I have to teach them. What is the general system of nature of the people of Israel and their special role and the special connection they have to achieve, and by that setting an example for the whole world, that the whole world has to also be connected, and the world will not reach connection and tranquility and peace until we reach peace between us, that the people of Israel are the central point of everything, whether we want it or not, and this is why the rest of the nations blame us for causing only bad to the world, and it's truly so, and the Book of Zohar writes about it. And after I explain it to everyone, and also the system itself, I explain it to them, like there are many movies about nature, about ecology, that we're destroying nature. This way, I explain, and I also explain how should the people of Israel be arranged, how should they reach balance. That by that, how to put it, we don't pressure or don't annul the right or the left or the center or anything, but all of us have to find the point of balance, because these forces, they exist in each and every person, in human society, in Israeli society, in a natural way, and we have to bring them to balance. Whoever's interested, please, let's advance towards balance. I'm interested. Okay, maybe you're interested, maybe a few more. I'm right-wing, and she's left-wing, and we're both interested. Maybe also a small part of the Arab population is also interested. You want to bring them in on this, because it might confuse me, because I'm not yet sure how we'll get along with both of us. So let's not confuse ourselves. We want to find the point of balance. I'm right, she's left wing. Okay, so I teach you that in nature everything's balanced. I get it. And you can't annihilate each other or annul each other. It's foolishness to think so, that in nature there could be plus without minus, or minus without plus, day without night, and so on. But what does the right combination mean that gives flourishing and prosperity to both of you, that you benefit off her and she benefits off you, off yours? It's not that you don't exist and she's happy about it because she has only hers, or you exist and she doesn't, you have only yours. This way, both of you multiply the force. Please, it's possible. We're in favor. Good. So we have to reach a state where you start connecting above your own nature, where you have to work at it, that you don't hate her, but you take her entire point of view, and she takes your entire point of view, and both of you start seeing how do you serve each other. Right? Serve each other in a way that both yours and hers and hers and yours from both sides connect. Connect meaning you rise, you elevate yourself to a higher level. And there, on that higher state, both of you are right. Both of you complete each other. But it comes only when you truly want to connect. There is a psychological point, very critical psychological point here, very subtle, that is, if, what is he talking about? Connection? What? Well, we can't connect. You can connect if each one of you will annul himself and take the opinion of the other, and the other will take the opinion to the same extent the opinion of the other. And this could be only if we sit around the table, all parties, and start examining between ourselves, how can we be connected? The goal is to be connected above everyone's opinions. Why? What does it mean to be above everyone's opinions? That everyone truly will want to come out of his ego, above his ego, in favor of the well-being of our mutual baby called the land of Israel, or the people of Israel. That if we truly, but you have to learn how to do it. And besides learning, it's also training. You need to take many actions, undergo many actions in a workshop between us, and so we reach a state where each one rises above himself to connect with others in order to reach the mutual center. And there in the mutual center, we start feeling the truth, the common truth, where we connected all the pluses and all the minuses together through the natural resistance between us that we didn't want each other, and now we rose to a connection between us. So, between us, there is both that resistance that we had before and also the connection. And then, upon this resistance, we can derive work out of it, benefit out of it, like a spiral that warms up from the plus and minus, you understand, by some device that's working on a battery. You have to explain this. I understand that it's a multi-level process. The first level, or this first stage, if I understand, each one tries to feel the opinion of the other. So suppose I'm right-wing. It's like role-playing. Yeah. Okay, I'm right-wing. I need to what? Try and feel what she feels as a left-wing? Yes. To accept my opinion as if. So I have to express what she feels as a left wing and she does the opposite. Okay, that's the first stage. But by that, you both examine the other and you also examine your own opinions. What's the examination? Because now you're looking at her and you really clothe in her and you see how she criticizes your point of view as a right wing. And then you check, what does right wing mean? Who am I really? So my perception is also sharpening. Okay, so my opinion, my original opinion is sharpening. I try to understand what she does, make believe, and then what? And also all the others. Okay, so we did this, and what next? Each one is integrated in the others. Now all of us have to rise above ourselves and reach and feel what's common between us. It's revealed in this work. Our common center, which is the truth, balance, the point of peace, of tranquility, of completeness. I'm sure that after this kind of a round, this could bring tranquility, especially if it will be managed correctly. It could also do the opposite, but let's do that. Let's put that aside. Suppose it awakens a feeling of peace. No, because we undergo education and we understand that by these actions we want to discover the point of balance that exists in nature. Only we didn't discover it yet, but it exists and we have to discover it. What I don't understand is, after such a discussion, suppose the most progressive, developed, intelligent people from right and left come there and do role-playing, and like you said before, the key word is make-believe. At the end of the discussion, they go to a life which is not make-believe. Incorrect. It means that you didn't give the right kind of education. So what happens there? You discover the center point, the point of balance. How does nature create balance in the still, where the electron and positron and an atom can exist, molecules can exist, bigger chunks can exist? How does the vegetative exist even though it develops out of balance? The developing balance, the animate is in balance and developing even more. Only man can't find his point of balance. The still vegetative and animate levels in us are balanced, but the human level in us, our essence, our psychology, can't be in balance. What does it mean, a balanced person? In me, there is right now right and left and opposed forces. What does balance mean? That all of these forces are in balance. What does a person feel? He feels balanced, complete. He feels all of nature. He feels the general system, which is in harmony. Because it sounds like the very opposite. You're like saying it includes everything, and this is why it's balance. And it's like a world war to me. I can't get along with one side, so to get along with both, it's a whole big complete mess inside this whole thing. How does it all come to some one tranquil, balanced, peaceful thing? This is what I don't get. Because you continue being in your ego, and this is why I can't understand it. You have to be brought through the education in order for you to understand how to come out of yourself, accept the opinion of the other, and therefore there's a constant war between you that no one can let himself go just for a second. And this why you don't hear each other, and you have no choice. But only this way, the way it exists in the still vegetative and animate, it also has to exist on our level, on the human level. Otherwise, really? war. Our time is unfortunately up. Rav Lightman, last sentence. What insight should we take in order to reach some future connection between right and left? Learn from nature how to make balance between you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thanks for being with us. We'll learn from nature how to make balance between right and left. All the best till next time.